The three Scatterbomb family households and ministries will continue to seek will continue to fight the good fight of faith, laying hold on the promises. Praise the Lord. We, the Scatterbound family, households, and ministries will continue fight the good fight of faith, taking hold of eternal life. Taking hold of the eternal life to which we were called when we made our good confession in the presence of many witnesses, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher. And therefore, my Lord, technical difficulties. Praise the Lord. It's rolling in the world. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that lay ahead endured the cross, despising shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Praise the Lord. We're having some technical difficulties, so I'm gonna go by what's inside, okay? So we, the Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, after we've done all to stand, we stand, therefore, looking unto Abraham, our father, and Sarah, who gave us birth. Blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. And so after he had I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise for men indeed, as well by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, his oath and his promise, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope, this confidence in God's ability to do what he promised, I have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil where the forerunner has entered for us. Even Jesus, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek, remembering the how God blessed our father Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. We discovered about because they were very, because they obey and serve the Lord. They were very rich and wealthy, and well respected and well provided and honored. So we discovered about family, households, and ministries will. Ministries will continue to seek first and foremost the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing things and being right, and everything else will be added unto us in a surplus for because we are, and all these things will be added unto us in surplus. For because we are in Christ, we are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise, heirs of God. For the Spirit Himself testifies with my spirit that I am God's child, and if I am a child, then I am an heir. Heir of God and co-heir with Christ of everything that God is and love has, because indeed I suffer. I resist you, the devil, and all that you stand for with him, so that I may also be glorified with him. Christ, who is appointed heir of all things and through whom God made the universe. I thank you, Father Love, that it is the Lord our God who has given us power to acquire wealth by fulfilling, as he has now done, the covenant he has sworn to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, as it is this day. I thank you, Father Love, that you, the Lord walking in the way of righteousness along the path of justice is bestowing wealth on us, this Gadubon family, households, and ministries who love him, and making our treasuries full, and making our treasuries full. For a good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinners eventually find its way into the hands of the righteous for whom it was laid up. For that is the only way. The Lord said he shall deliver us from this level where we are, for with him, the Lord our God, nothing shall be impossible. For that is where the Lord said he has deposited our harvest, our reward. I thank you, Father Love, that you have given us favor with all men, wherever the soles of our feet shall tread upon, that the Lord has given us this Gadubon family, households, and ministries, for we have given, and it shall be given unto us in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto our bosoms. For it is with the same measure that we give that it is given to us in return. For it is the blessing of the Lord, it makes us truly rich, and he, the Lord of hosts, adds no sorrow to it, neither does toiling increase it. Praise the Lord. And Jesus heals them all. And Jesus heals all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. In the presence of Jesus of Nazareth, the deaf hear, the blind see, the dumb speak, lepers are cleansed, the lame walk, the maimed are made whole, the dead are raised to life, and the demon possessed are made sound. For see how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for love was with him. Moreover, he sent his word and healed us and rescued us from the pit and destruction. So I thank you, my Lord Jesus Yeshua, the word of God, our master, that you were pierced for our offenses, sicknesses, diseases, weaknesses, pains, griefs, and sorrows. You were crushed for our sins. Upon you was the chastisement that makes us whole. By your stripes, we are healed. You committed no sin and no deceit was found in your mouth. When they heaped abuse on you, you did not retaliate. When you suffered, you made no threats, but entrusted yourself to him who judges justly. You yourself bore our sins in your body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By your stripes, we were healed, and by your precious blood, we are made whole. For this reason, God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God our Father. To the glory of God the Father, and he is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. So you are worthy, my Lord Jesus Yeshua, the Lamb of God, to take the scroll and to break the seals that are on it. For you were slain, you were sacrificed, and with your blood you purchased us for God, and you have made us to be a kingdom, a royal race, and a priest to our God, and we shall reign as kings over and priests for our God, and we shall reign as kings over the earth. Over the earth. And I thank you, my Lord Jesus, that you are seated at the right hand of God our Father, in Christ Jesus our Lord, forever making intercession for us, this Scatterbound family, our souls and ministries. So, praise the Lord. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything that he cannot do? The God of the impossible, the Lord of glory, the everlasting God, the God of thunder and lightning, the God of the wind and sea, the God of all power, the Lord God of hosts, the God of our defender, our redeemer, our healer, our Jehovah Shammah, our Jehovah Yireh, our El Shaddai, our Jehovah Rohi, our El Gabor, the Lord God of the harvest, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And he is manifesting himself for us, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries. Therefore, Jesus' ecclesia can no longer be can no longer be censored and restricted. The Lord has handed their kings over to us, and he is wiping out their names from under heaven. No one will be able to stand against us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries. We are annihilating and them. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise the barrier, shall lift up a standard against him. Praise the Lord. Individually and as a whole, we, the scatterbound family, households, and ministries, are enjoying diplomatic immunity in and from this world system, with no possibility of us being expelled from the earth. But we are citizens of heaven and ambassadors for Christ. We are God's expression, God's authority on this earth. For the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. But in due time, just as our Father did for our Messiah, we also will be taken up to heaven to glory, and we will be received up into glory. Until then, I thank you, Father Love, that the Lord brought us his beloved, the scatterbound family, households, and ministries out of Egypt, out of bondage, loaded with silver and gold. And there is no feeble part in my body, and there is none feeble among us. And the Lord, Lord God, has thrown open the floodgates of heaven and pouring out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. And the Lord, love, has rebuked the devourer for our sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of our grounds, nor shall the vine, our children, cast their fruits before time in the field. And all nations call us, this cattle-bound family, households, and ministries, blessed, for ours is a delightful land. Like our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, we are tithers, we are givers, we are sowers, and love is unwilling to do without cheerful, joyous, prompt to do with givers whose hearts are in our givings. That the works of God be made visible in me, God's Holy Ghost resurrection fire is replacing my limbs and body parts right in front of our eyes, without even without having anyone to touch me. My faith has made me whole, says the Lord God of hosts. And the Word became flesh and dwells in me, and we have seen his glory, the replacement, regeneration, restoration of my right leg, my right foot, all my limbs and body parts by Holy Ghost resurrection fire. And the Word became life to each one of us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries who find them, and we have seen his glory, healing, health for each one of our flesh, and vigor for each one of our for each one of our bones, and for each one of our bones, and the Word became substance. Our daddy quickening our mortal bodies because of his spirit, his everlasting fire dwells in us, and the word became substance and dwells among us, and we have seen his glory, healing, health for each one of our flesh, and vigor for each one of our bones. Forgive me, I got a bit distracted because the system went off, and I'm trying to get everything find where they are. And the word became substance and dwells among us, and we have seen his glory. Our harvest, our rewards. Form the world. Praise the Lord. Our articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing. Our treasuries are full. Wealth and riches are in our houses. Hold the door. And our righteousness endures forever. Our horn are established in honor. The wicked are angry to see this. They gnash their teeth and waste away. The desires of the wicked come to nothing. Their own eyes have seen their destruction, and they have drunk for themselves the cup of the wrath of the Almighty. Prosperity wounds the fool, but wisdom has built each one of us, this Scatterbarn family, households, and ministries, for our prosperity. Is your divine presence, O Lord, in each one of our lives. Therefore, no weapon that is formed against us can prosper. Anyone who attacks us falls before us, and anyone who speaks falsely of us, I condemn it. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God, we condemn it. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts. For this is the lot of the servants of the Lord. Our vindication from him, says the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father love, I will forever declare that Jesus did it again. And we, the Scatterbarn family, households, and ministries, will forever profess that he has done it. It is finished, for this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For the Lord has restored unto us the years that were lost, taken, stolen from us, and has given us a hundredfold return of all that we have left for the Lord's namesake and for his gospel, plus eternal life in the time to come. So I thank you, Father love, that we, this Scatterbarn family, households, and ministries, we have defeated the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we did not love our lives so much that we were afraid to die. Thank you, Father love, that you protect us from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his minions would try to exert. Thank you, Father love, that we you cleanse our bloods with the precious blood of Christ. For the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. The Lord renewing our strength, our youth, like that of an eagle's. Our eyes undimmed and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. Thank you, Father love, that you bless our food and drink, and remove all sickness from our midst. Thank you, Father Lord, that for for all the plants and praise the Lord and the and the animal kingdoms you have given for the whole creation that reveals your glory. I thank you for nature, the weather, and the four seasons, for the earth, all its elements, everything in it, and its foundations, and for the plants and the animals you have given to us for our enjoyment, to nourish our bodies, and for your good pleasure, according to your will. By the precious blood of the Lamb, Father, love, I sow their lives back unto you, for they came from you, Lord, my God, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua. And I thank you for this beautiful green earth, for perfect weather, and for every good thing in this earth that love has provided for us, and for the breath of life, and for the air we breathe, and for the food we eat, and for our drink, expressions of your love toward us, Father, love. I thank you, Father, love, that you have truly blessed us and extend our territories. You help us, and you made us free of misfortune without pain. I thank you, Father, love, that no good things have you withheld from us, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries. Thank you, Lord God of hosts, for protecting us. The oil. Amen. Jesus Christ is Lord. The battle is the Lord's, because you see, the enemy shall not gainsay the work of the Lord. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us the Scatterbound family, households, and ministries. Free from the law of sin and death. The Lord is just. He is our rock. In him there is no unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus Yeshua is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory, our victory. My victory is in his blood, the precious blood of the Lamb, of the cross of Christ, the glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we remain. So who can ever come against the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the cross, the blood of Christ? What can withstand the strength of the right hand of God? Who can ever stand before the name of the Lord of the angel armies, whose we are and whom we serve, who never fails us, never leaves us, never forsakes us, and who always causes us to triumph in Christ? The Lord is our security. The Lord is here. He will not allow our feet to get caught in a trap. For Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God, in whom we confidently trust and rely on. Excuse me. Praise the Lord. The Lord has turned our shame into praise, and renowned in all the earth. I thank you, Lord, our God, that you have provided for us the Scatterbound family, households, and ministries who were grieving in Zion. You have bestowed on us a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. We are called an oak of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. Father, love, I thank you that we, the Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, we have labored and we have entered into the rest of our Father in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Enjoying your goodness, Father, love, expressed to us through your faithfulness to your word and to us, for you have exalted your word above all your names. And heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. And through your ability to bring your word to pass in our lives, for a creation reveals your glory. The sky proclaims the works of your hand. And we are so fearfully and wonderfully made. A marvelous are your works, Lord. We know this very well. And creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of us, the sons and daughters of love. And through your willingness to do so, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that we who believe might not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn us, but that through him we might be saved. We who believe are not condemned, but he who does not believe has already been condemned, for he does not believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And through your loving kindness toward us, Father, love, for while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And while we were small in our own eyes, love, God exalted us. And through your being an on-time God, true, our thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are our ways your ways. But as high as the heavens are above the earth, so for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are your thoughts above our thoughts, and your ways above our ways. But as the rain comes down from heaven and does not return there till it has watered the whole surface of the ground, so your word that you sent forth will not return to you void, but they shall fulfill that which you have sent them to do. For as it is said, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories, glory in this, that he knows me, and he knows you, and knows that you are a God, exercising loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on this earth. In this you are well pleased. For the Lord has the nations as his inheritance, and the ends of the earth as his possession. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. And we, the church, are the vehicle by which Jesus speaks, acts, and moves. Everything God wants to do on the earth, he does it through us, his church. So I do not rejoice in anyone's downfall, but I rejoice when right and truth prevail. As it is written, so be it done to the wicked, Lord. For when sin is full, judgment must come. For God is an honest judge. He is angry with the wicked every day. You will again see the distinction between us, the righteous, and you, the wicked, between us who serve God and you who do not. Because to everything, there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. And this is the time where the iniquity of the wicked is full, filled up, as at the Red Sea, to deliver us. So be it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Quickly bring divine intervention. Lord, hasten your fury, wrath, indignation, and calamity on the wicked, that they be no more. Quickly bring divine intervention, divine invasion, and divine restoration, O Lord. Angel of the Lord, with their hosts of angels, proceeded, for the Lord unleashed his fury against the wicked, wrath, indignation, and calamity, a band of destroying angels. He cleared a path for his anger. He did not spare them from death, but delivered their lives to the plague. So, cold-filled synagogue of Satan will be exposed, and cold-filled infiltration will be reversed. Praise the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. America, be once again the great light. The enemy is saying, the light, the light, it shines so bright. There is nothing else left to do but take flight. And indeed they are. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted, both horse and driver. He has hurled into the sea of their wickedness. As the Lord passes today through the lands to strike the wicked, behold, a mass exodus in the natural as the spiritual flee. The Lord completely destroying all our enemies, as it is written. Drag away the wicked like sheep to the slaughter, and set them apart for the day of carnage. They die in an instant. In the middle of the night, the people convulsed and pass away. The mighty are removed without a human hand. He has brought on them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. The Lord our God shall cut them off. Let death seize them. Let them go down quickly into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. Their names be forgotten hereafter forever. For the eyes of the Lord are on us, the righteous, and his ears are inclined to our cry. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to sever their memory, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Yet, as you have done for the thief that was at our Lord Jesus' right side at Calvary, as it is written, then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, if you are the Christ, save yourself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Father, love, I pray that the wicked that are part of us, the elects, even at their last breath, they would repent of their wicked ways and of their evil doings, and accept Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, as their Lord and Savior, that they believe in their heart that God raised them from the dead, that they may be saved, that their names be not forgotten hereafter forever. And those who were paralyzed and without their minds intact for a time to come, as Nebuchadnezzar of old, I pray that they also repent, look up to heaven, accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, bring them to their knees, Lord, and restore them, and that they praise the Most High and honor and glorify Him who lives forever, for His dominion is an everlasting dominion, and His kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the peoples of the earth are counted as nothing, and He does as He pleases with the army of heaven and the peoples of the earth. There is no one who can restrain His hand or say to Him, "What have you done?" In the name of Jesus, Father Lord, I thank Thee for all those the Father gives to me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away, says the Lord. So, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is a life, praise the Lord. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. So repent, turn away from all your offenses, then sin will not be your downfall. The sweeping move of the Holy Spirit is coming to sweep across America, and souls will be won for Christ and throughout the whole earth. So I thank you, Father Love, for restoring our judges as at first and our counselors as at the beginning, that they consider carefully what they do, for they are not judging for men, but for the Lord who is with them when they render judgment. And now may the fear of the Lord be upon them, that they be careful what they do, for with the Lord our God, there is no injustice or partiality or bribery. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I thank you, Father Lord, that the Lord has, praise the Lord. I thank you, Father Lord. Lord, my God, that God is seated on the throne of men's hearts. God has the right peoples seated in places of governmental authority, both at the local and national level. And the Lord has restored the national sovereignty, making everyone their own sovereign individual. He has brought us back to Eden, that as it is in heaven, so also be it on the earth. So praise the Lord. Amen. The covenant, the death covenant agenda of Agenda 2030 is now annulled. And Father Love, we have received and are enjoying this a prophetic time of prosperity, a peace and prosperity the Lord our God has given us. And we, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, we, Jesus' ecclesia, being the light of the world, the salt of the earth, and the light of the world, we let our light so shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. So, Father Love, let your glory fill the earth. Let your glory fill the Scatterbound family, households, and ministries. And let it be known, lands and territories, our gardens of Eden, our kingdoms, both now and forever. And let it be known to all that you are God, and that Jesus Christ is Lord, to your glory, God our Father. So it is in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am He. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. The Word of God, the release of love, self-power, faith released, that we believe, we receive, Father Lord. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. So, Father Lord, for the beauty of your love, we thank thee. And by the Spirit of the living God, Abba, let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes and your Son comes. Amen. Hallelujah. So, my beloved, remember that you are always clothed with the precious blood of Christ, wherever you are, and that the enemy, the Satan, the devil, and his minions, they have no say in your life, in any one of your lives. So you give him no place in your life. When he comes, because he will try to tempt you, and in tempting you, just like he did with Jesus, he will try to attack your identity in Christ. Yes, he is the accuser of the brethren, but he is a persecutor without a case against you before God. So when he comes to tempt you, you remind him of how the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ has defeated him, and of his destiny, the lake of fire. And you declare to him, I have washed my hands and feet in the blood of the Lamb. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And I will forever be seated at the right hand of the throne of God, my Father, in Christ Jesus, my Lord. For with the everlasting and with the everlasting fire, that who dwells in you, walks in you, is with you, and never leaves you, never fails you, never forsakes you. You are always well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. The Lord has insulated each one of you and made you invincible and invisible to your enemies. So fear not. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And so whatever the Lord your God tells you, do it. Understand, he will never tell you to do something that goes against his word, for he is the word. He is the way and the truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through him, Jesus Christ. So he will lead you and guide you into all truth. The word of God is spirit and is life and is truth. Okay, so you stay in the Word. You speak with the Holy Spirit. You listen to the Holy Spirit. You follow this. Walk with the Holy Spirit. Entertain the presence of the Holy Spirit, and you follow the Holy Spirit, and not your sensory mechanisms, nor any trend that's going on in this world. But for you are in this world, but not a part of this world. Each one of you are more than a conqueror. You are an overcomer in Christ. So, men, nothing but to love them. Amen. Amen. You are blessed. So continue to be a blessing, dispensing good to others as the Lord leads you. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful day, my beloved. In Christ, in peace. Love you, my sweetie. Oh. Thank you, honey. I love you, my sweetie. You don't want my kiss? Thank you, honey. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, honey. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Atroso to glory. And that I took a little Double for my trouble, Father. So I occupy until Jesus comes. I am about our Father's business. My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to accomplish His work. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.